You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. When financial advisors look out for number one, and that one is them, not you. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The Biden administration announced this morning a move to crack down on what it's been labeling junk fees. This time, financial advisors who push strategies that benefit the advisors but cut into people's life savings. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Right now, the federal government requires investment advisors to only recommend investments like mutual funds that are in the best interest of their clients. But there's a loophole. That rule doesn't apply to commodities or things like fixed index annuities. Leo Brainard, director of the White House National Economic Council, says sometimes advisors recommend products that pay them the highest fees rather than investments that would be in the client's best interest.
When a retirement saver pays for trusted advice that is actually not in their best interest and comes at a hidden cost to their lifetime savings, that's a junk fee.
The proposed new Labor Department rule would require that recommendations for any investment be in the client's best interest. That would include advice on rolling over a 401k retirement plan or even which retirement plans an employer should offer in the first place. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
The Federal Reserve starts its two-day meeting on interest rates later this morning. I spoke with economist Julia Coronado in Austin, who's founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives.
The Fed has signaled pretty clearly that they are once again going to take a breather on raising short-term interest rates. So it's really about the tone and how imminent the threat of the next rate hike is, or if one is needed.
But what about the theory that the market moved interest rates up anyway? I mean, like, they're up there.
Yeah, longer-term interest rates have risen in the last few months, something that the Fed has acknowledged might do some of the work for them. People bought into higher for longer interest rates, and that was a battle the Fed had been fighting. They don't need to fight that anymore. So they might not need to do as much, if any, with short-term rates anymore. Longer-term rates are high.
Economist Julia Coronado is also a professor at the University of Texas, Austin. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
We watch one documentary a month for Econ Extra Credit here. For the month just ending, it's Telemarketers on the Max HBO streaming service, a fascinating seedy tale of two Jersey guys who worked in a boiler room telemarketing operation, raising money where not much of that money went to charity. On this subject of scamming, while the financial exploitation of older Americans is a dangerous, costly epidemic, we should not lose sight of the fact that younger people are also falling for scams right and left. Scammers do not discriminate. Emma Fletcher studies this as senior data researcher at the Federal Trade Commission. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, older people are targeted by scammers, but as you found, it is not mainly older people.
Younger people are reporting scams as well, and in fact, they're more likely to report losing money to a scam than older people. Older people, when they do lose money, they tend to report much higher losses, but it also depends on the type of scam. So we see that certain scams affect younger people more and certain scams affect older people more. And also the different ways of reaching people happen depending on whether they're younger people or older people. So, for example, younger people are more likely to be scammed on social media.
It's interesting. There are some researchers who think that although in some older people, our ability to detect scams may decline, the antidote may be the wisdom of years.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. A good example of that would be fake check scams. Younger people are much more likely to lose money on a fake check scam.
Yeah, another example of that would be, you know, when you're 19 and you're just starting out in life, you haven't filed that many tax returns, you may not know that the Internal Revenue Service does not call you with an issue.
That's another great example. But certainly older adults are being scammed. It's just that younger adults are being scammed as well. And that's a narrative that you don't always hear. And in fact, on certain types of scams, you know, it's really concerning. For example, on investment scams lately, we've seen a huge increase in the number of people reporting that they were scammed on a cryptocurrency investment, where they thought they were investing cryptocurrency, but really they were sending money to a scammer. And those are far, far more likely to be reported by younger consumers, about three times more likely. Also, things like job scams, seven times more likely to affect younger people than older individuals. Now, of course, that might also have something to do with, you know, the likelihood of looking for a job. But that seven times number is just pretty staggering. And then for both older and younger consumers, scams involving online shopping purchases are number one. But younger people are far more likely to have had those negative experiences where they ordered something, often after seeing an ad on social media, and then they just did not get what they ordered.
I mean, what are ways that anyone, but we're talking about younger people, can help protect themselves?
So I think it's really important for people to recognize that, yes, a scam could happen to you, and this information is relevant to you. This is not information to just pass on to your grandmother. This is information that matters in your life, and, you know, don't assume that it can happen to you. That is going to create a risk when you think that this is something that just happens to older people or other people.
Emma Fletcher is a senior data researcher at the Federal Trade Commission. Thanks so much for this.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
And you can follow along with our Econ Extra Credit newsletter. Sign up free at marketplace.org/newsletters, as many thousands have. And this note, if you've been watching that docuseries, The Telemarketers, with us, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer, one of the two main characters in the program, the irrepressible but complicated Patrick J. Pespas, was reported safe at home on Thursday in Easton, Pennsylvania, after going missing for more than 3 weeks. The co-director and producer of Telemarketers posted that he hopes to tell the whole story one day, but for now, Pat and his wife seek privacy. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.